Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 27th of July. And this morning, we looked at something.
We've got distant relative of yours, Paddy.
The new bin chickens. They're called cockatoos.
Clever cocks.
As well as that, Trevi Long, our tech expert.
Well, he's going to solve all the problems that I've got with the Olympics.
Holy hells. Look, there is something like 40 channels of sport. It's done easy. Not for Rob, though.
I just don't know where to go.
But we want you to write a happy story in three words for us this morning, 133353, just to lighten the mood of everything. 133353, write a happy story. Well, I've got one.
Go, give me an example.
Got lucky overnight. Oh, tick.
That's a happy story, but it's a lie. No,
look, that is not fiction.
Fiction.
You can write fiction. Whether, that's right. I didn't say fiction. Whether it was non-fiction or fiction. But that was fiction. Got lucky overnight. What's your? Write a happy story in three words. What's yours?
This is non-fiction.
Yeah, non-fiction.
Eats others' food.
Are you your?
It's an observational story.
That book is about me, isn't it? It's others' food. Well, I've got another one. Okay. Rob smells badly. It's just coincidental. That is non-fiction
fiction,
as well.
Fiction. Okay, here's a documentary.
Okay.
Roll call surfing.
Roll call surfing.
That's me taking my daughter out early in the afternoon to go for a surf.
Roll call surfing, being at school. Okay, so write that happy story in three words.
G'day, Troy from Niagara Park.
How are you, champion?
Good, mate. Very good, mate.
What's happening?
Oh, I just got one for Paddy.
Right, this is write a story in three words. Troy from Niagara Park. What is the story?
Hit us with it.
Brisbane wins comp.
Now,
fiction.
I'll have you know, they're second bottom of the ladder. They're not bottom of the ladder this year so far. So,
hey, don't knock it down, mate. It's a positive start for you.
Yeah, well, that's right. You got it on Brisbane Premiers 2086 as an aspirational story.
Get out of here, you mob. Thanks, Troy. See you, buddy. We got Andrew from Wombe. Andrew, good morning, mate.
Andrew.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Not too bad. Write that story in three words.
Lockdown is over.
Oh.
The winner. The winner.
You win. Yes, please.
Oh, you put a smile on everyone's face in an instant.
Look, once again, that's fiction at this stage. Last night I was watching NBN. I saw this glorious man, but the thing is the camera angle didn't do him justice. It didn't do him justice.
It's all about the angles.
State member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch. G'day, Crouchy.
G'day, fellas. I'm afraid the angles don't help.
No, too much. Too much light in the room as well.
No.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's the problem working from home, and the background hasn't changed for like 4.5 weeks. It's pretty bad.
Well, you should try lying on the floor and just aim the camera down.
I might look at that option.
Use gravity.
It might reduce the number of chins that have been on the camera.
It is possible. I'm sick of looking at your cornice in the back corner of the room.
Yeah, that's not good, I'm afraid.
Listen, mate, we did start off in a light fashion because it's not good news for the Central Coast this morning, is it?
Yeah, look, I'm afraid it's not. Look, obviously with the activity we saw on Saturday down in Sydney and also the protests in Gosford, because, again, they did a little mini version up here. You know, unfortunately, the lockdown in on the Central Coast is going to continue at the moment. And look, I think most people understand the risk when you've got thousands of people congregating with no masks, no social distancing, no QR coding. The risk to the people of the Central Coast is get incredibly high thanks to their selfish behaviour. And we've got to keep the community safe. I mean, we've seen how quickly this can spread. You know, 5 cases, admittedly, they're all related to each other here on the Central Coast, but also 18 venues that are obviously potential spreading locations here on the Central Coast as well, exposure sites over the weekend. But the good thing I've got to say is the people of the Central Coast are rallying like they always do. Almost 1,000 people got tested yesterday, and I literally got those numbers from Health a few minutes ago before I came online. So congratulations to everybody doing the right thing. and going out and getting tested and following the health advice. You know, you are absolute champions for doing the right thing, for lining up and getting tested. That makes sure you're safe, you're keeping your family safe and keeping our region safe.
So Crouchy, are you saying the Premier, we were supposed to come out of lockdown on Friday, right?
Yep.
Are you saying now that it will be extended past then, or the early lockdown we thought we might have come out this week? What?
Look, the early lockdown that we would expect this week, which is going to be around the end of the week, this is what the Premier sort of flagged a week ago, won't be happening this Friday. I spoke to her last night, and obviously we discussed the situation, but she said the risk is just too high at the moment, given the number of transmissions at the moment, the potential, obviously the 18 exposure sites that we've got to currently get results back on, plus the 150-plus people that went down to Sydney on the weekend. And quite frankly, that's actually the greatest risk because of their behaviour on the weekend and the number of people down there who then came back to the coast. We just don't know at the moment what that could cause. I mean, that could cause a seeding event, So it's really concerning, I'm afraid. Yeah.
And best and, case, well, Crouchy, best case, what are your thoughts? Best case, when do we come out of it?
Look, quite frankly, Rob, at the very earliest, I mean, again, I'm preempting this. Look, it really isn't what I could think about. It's about what Kerry Chan and the experts put together. But if you look at Saturday's event, you know, you've got 14 days of incubation. So, you know, that would be the absolute minimum.
So you reckon it could be for another 2 weeks.
So thanks. Yeah. Have you got the swearometer on?
Oh, yes.
Thanks to the people chasing the freedom of speech and right to do whatever they want, we're now in another 2 weeks of lockdown.
And obviously, the swearometer is going to be going off all across the Central Coast.
Now, mate, I can tell you right now.
Can I just ask, with the construction industry, because the Premier said when she shut down the construction industry 2 weeks ago that it will resume on the 31st of July. More than likely, this won't now happen.
Well, look, again, the Premier's obviously been meeting every day with the health experts. So it really will come down the next few days about the decisions they make and the risks involved. Because, look, the reality is, guys, it's all about the risk and the data that's being provided. And I've got to say, that's why almost a thousand people turning out to get tested yesterday is fantastic. It's amazing.
From what I heard, though, Crouchy, the construction industry was responsible for nearly no transmission of COVID when it was open during the last lockdown.
Yeah, look, Rob, the exposure, obviously, the concern they've got, especially on the Central Coast, for instance, two of the cases of the five that we've had were related to the construction industry. These were tradies that had gone and you know, not knowingly contracted COVID. Yeah. The transmission effectively was with their family members, which is, I suppose, stopped us from getting those local contacts, which is good. But it's a very concerning time at the moment because, again, the real concern, as I said, was what we saw over the weekend. And look, I've said this every day since that protest. Every single one of those people that went down to Sydney, and by the way, every single one of the people that congregated in Gosford on Saturday morning, because they did a mini one up here as well, and the imagery I saw, there was no social distancing, no masks. Every single one of those people needs to go and get tested if they haven't done so already.
They also need something else.
Can I also ask, with this is going to affect businesses and individuals. Yeah. Now, I'll give you an example yesterday. What can people do? There's a young bloke I was talking to. He put in for the 19th of July into Centrelink to claim because he works in Sydney, but the business on the Central Coast. Centrelink denied his claim because it said, where do you live, reside, or work? And he put Greater Sydney. And because he then had his workplace in as Gosford or somewhere like that, they denied his claim. He was saying to me, I've called them four times, and he said he got through yesterday. They said, all will be right. We have to go through it again. Mate, what do individuals, and there'd be businesses like this, where do they, can they go someone higher than Centrelink? Because, mate, there are a lot of people out there like this.
So Services Australia, obviously, are their first port of call for individuals. Service New South Wales is the first port of call for business. So anybody who's got a business, Service New South Wales, those guys are working 24/7. We put on additional staff. So if it's business related to support, Services of Wales, if it's Individuals Services Australia, can I recommend that that chap, if he lives in Gosford, he should also obviously look at contacting the federal member.
Lucy Wicks.
Yeah. With regards to individual payments, contact her office. Look, we've had the odd case here where someone's needed help with Services New South Wales, so MPs have contacts, obviously MP contacts to departments. So again, they can try and escalate it for them as well.
Yeah, because so, I can imagine businesses too crouchy. There'd be some businesses. I think there's a time.
I had one yesterday, Patty. I had one yesterday. She was a bit confused about it, so, and she tried and hadn't probably given the right information. So we spoke to Services as well. Someone rang her back and worked her through it. And that can happen. Look, it's a stressful time, and you can make a mistake. It's not deliberate. So as I said, I know that the team at Service New South Wales, at that 137788 number at Service New South Wales, that's the number I would encourage businesses to contact.
All right, mate.
That's really, and this is so frustrating, but this is where we've got to do the right thing by the coast and our region. Keep getting tested. That's the best advice I can say. And the other thing is, if anybody's got any information about Saturday's protest, absolutely do not hesitate to contact Crime Stoppers, whether it be a photo or a screenshot. Because,
send it through.
I can see the headlines now, Crouchy. Freedom March leads to lockdown. What a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys have done nobody any favours. But worse still, Rob, they've put thousands of people at risk. We've seen how rapidly this Delta virus can spread. And tragically, we saw a lady in her mid-30s lose her life over the weekend. So this is not like the first strain where it was only targeting older people. And, you know, this is serious stuff and people need to be aware of it. But the other thing is keep turning out to get tested. Getting tested gives the data to health and they can make informed decisions, and that's what it's all about. So very frustrating. You know, everyone was looking forward to coming out of lockdown on the Central Coast, but...
We ain't, Crouchy, mate. Thank you very much for your time.
We've got to go because I've got to get this ad break and a few other things.
No problems, guys. So, thanks for your time this morning.
From Adam Crouch this morning, state member from Terrigal, disappointed to report this morning the Central Coast lockdown won't be finished early and it could be extended from the weekend, basically. Crouchy, thank you so much again, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
And each day I've got to come in with Rob and I go to the telly and we've got the top 15 things to watch today on the Olympics because it's much easier. Because it is difficult with their app because it doesn't actually give the
mate, it's near impossible. The amount of time my TV is spent looking at a blank arena because my daughter wants to watch something that's not on yet and you just got nothing there. And then you go, when are the medals that I want to watch? I missed the Australians final yesterday. I missed Ledecky getting beat by Titnis, our new Australian hero.
Ariana.
Because I just couldn't find it.
Okay, well, we might be able to help you out because we've got our Texpert, Trevi Long from EFTM.com.au, Everything for the Man, Channel 9, our former local bloke as well. Trevi, good morning.
I'm a simple man, Trev.
I'm not going to lie, it's an amazing app, 7 Plus, and it has a huge amount of content, but it is bloody hard to find something when you're looking for it. So
thank you,
you do
Trev.
Need to do your research, Rob. I'm with you on that, but a little bit of research will go you a long way. So, for example, this morning, I just went to the Olympic website, and I want to know when the swimming gold medals are, and I know that 11:51 and 11:59 a.m., it's Tokyo plus 1 hour, right? That's when the swimming's on. Now, the swimming's easy because it's always going to be on Channel 7, right? Gold medals, swimming, it's always going to be on the main TV channel.
Yeah.
But if, like our family, we love baseball. There's a local girl from our area in the softball team. So we've been watching all of the Aussie softball games. But blimey, Charlie, working out when they're on, you've got to do your research. And then you need to flick through up to 45 channels. That's how amazing it is. There's 45 channels of Olympic content. Now, you could say that's annoying and it's hard, but think about it this way. Never before have I been able to watch every single softball game. Now, I watched an hour and a half of mountain biking yesterday. I don't even like mountain biking.
I watched
it
too.
Fascinating.
While I was chopping vegetables.
But the very fact that it was on television for the full hour and a half blew my mind. I mean, the fact that we can choose any single sport, any single medal, any single event, and find it and watch it is brilliant.
That is
7
true.
Plus. But all you can do, get all the big events. I just printed out from the Daily Telly for Rob each day, and it just got the Rugby Sevens today, 11:30. It's really good. The men's 100, a backstroke. You got the women's 200.
And think of it this way. They've numbered and named every single channel, And if you just let it load, just flick through slowly, they load with a logo and it shows you the name of the sport. And so every sport has a channel, basically.
Right. Yeah, I know that, but it takes you half an hour because it's got to do that thing where the little circle comes up.
Everything, Rob.
Yeah.
Failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
Exactly.
Okay.
And speaking of that, Trevor, what do you think you'll compete in the 2032 Games in Brisbane? What are you going for?
Look, I watched a bit of mountain biking yesterday. That looks pretty easy.
Okay. Trap shooting. Mate, no, Trevy, trap shooting. You stand there with a gun. Paul, boom, that's it. Okay.
Hey, if you had a coach and a crack squad of trainers to get you ready, you'd pick trap shooting.
I'd go trap shooting.
And Trev, you'd pick mountain biking.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Look, at 2032, I've got to realise that's going to put some age on my knees. So I might just stick to commentary in some way.
All right,
I'll commentate Paddy in the trap shooting.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. Thank you very much. Listen, what about this?
I wish he'd shut his trap sometimes.
The palm of your hand. There's a palm of your hand-sized Bluetooth speaker. Is it worth it?
It is, absolutely. So it's the JBL Go 3. You'll find it at major retails. Recommended price is $59. You'll find it for less than $50. Honestly, just sitting on your desk, great, good speaker. Sitting at the beach, by the pool, at the park, it's actually a bloody good little speaker. It'll easily entertain a small group of people, and it's got a good packed sound. So JBL make great sound. The Go 3, under $50 in a whole range of colours too.
What have we got in the way of fridges, Trev? We got a new bar fridge on the way?
So I've got something bigger than a bar fridge. The Samsung Family Hub 6.0. That's right. A fridge has a version number because this is that computer fridge. It's got a computer screen on the front. You can see your TV or your video doorbell. But also when you're at the shops, you can look at your smartphone and look through the camera inside your fridge to see whether or not you've got milk.
So it has how many cameras? Because, you know, a lot of fridges now have two sides.
There's the stuff at the back that you never see.
So there's three cameras down the center of the fridge, so on the center of the doors.
Yeah.
And it's basically every time you shut the fridge, it takes a photo. Before the little man turns the light off, it takes a photo.
Yeah.
And you're right, Rob, you need to make sure that the stuff you're going to need to look through is at the front of the fridge so you can see it.
Be able to do a time lapse for mold growth.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
You never know. If something is in front of the camera, so would it block it, Trev?
Yeah, if you put the milk right in front of the cameras, you're really destroying the view. So
yeah, of course
you learn to place stuff strategically. And keep an eye on what things are and where things are. But it saves buying 12 litres of milk a week.
Yeah. It's like when Paddy watches TV with his family. He sits on the coffee table and right in front of the screen and they all wonder why they can't see anything.
That's typical Paddy, really, isn't it?
Hey, come on. I've been very, very good at home this Olympics because I'm watching it all on my iPad. That's the way to go. You don't get in trouble that way. But, mate, listen, thank you very much, Trev, for joining us, and we'll speak to you next Tuesday, hey?
Cheers, boys.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Sorry, Good morning, Robert.
I thought we were doing something else. Good morning, Patrick.
No, you were saying that... There's an animal.
Well, everyone has their own animal.
Yeah.
I like a cheetah. Fast and not a cheetah, actually. Okay. I don't know. Jaguar.
That's a lion, but I didn't have a cheetah sound effect. So I'm more because big it's cheetah. Been 5 weeks now, I'm getting so fat, I'm just like an elephant.
Nah.
So and I'm just saying to my mates, please, when you see me, don't say you're pregnant. I'll get really offended if you say that to
fair
me.
Enough. I'm thinking more along the lines of a cockatoo. There's been some clever cockatoos.
Now, I could take that a good way or a bad way.
Cockatoos have been called the new bin chooks.
Oh, what have they done?
After research revealed they can open rubbish bin lids by themselves.
Yeah, they go very smart.
It's amazing what we pay scientists to do.
Yep.
It all started when a Sydney researcher noticed the iconic bird manoeuvring itself around the bin lid to try and pry it open without any help from others. Because... Back in 2018, they were able to identify that three suburbs in Sydney that had cockatoos who could open bins. Less than 18 months later, there's now 44 suburbs with cockatoos opening bins, and they get into everything, cockies.
So should our garbos be worried?
They're the vandals of the sky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't encourage them to come to your joint feed them.
We had a next-door neighbour with pool heating on the roof,
and
the cockies would go up there and just peck it to pieces. He gave up. He said, no, I can't have it.
Lived down in Sydney. The whole half side of their house was eaten away because of cockatoos. Yeah, don't encourage them.
No, horrible. They're pests. If they didn't look so good, you'd... don't know what you do, but wouldn't be good.
You wouldn't encourage
but they,
them, would
you? But you know what they do? They learn from each other.
Yeah.
And this is where you come into it.
Yeah.
Their research has identified both young cockatoos and adults can learn the skill. Most birds who have mastered it were male.
Yeah.
Right, the male birds. Some birds, and this is you, would wait until another had done most of the heavy lifting before jumping in to help.
They do not call me blisters.
They watch.
They do not call me blisters. Turns up after all the work's been done.
Just watches others work.
Hey, come on. That was once.
He's nearly got it. I'm going to fly in there now and take the cream. That's what
he does. All right. I am a tad like that.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.